Welcome to Financial Snickens, your bite-sized information for entrepreneurs.
Today, we're going to talk about motivation. I know it's not a financial tip, but staying motivated in your business is a big deal. And it's not the easiest thing to do. So I'm always looking for ways to be motivated, to stay focused on my business, to really hone in to what our vision is, our mission, and get myself working in that one direction. Because the more focused you are, the better you can move your company towards success. So I listened to podcasts that help me out and teach me things. And one of them is motivation. So I've been listening to Mel Robbins, and she recently launched a podcast. And one particular thing that she struck with me, she said, motivation is garbage. And I had to laugh because Mel is a world-renowned motivational speaker. So she kind of took me by surprise when she said this. And, you know, people seek her out because that's what she does, is motivation. And we need motivation to get things done, right? So why is she saying it's garbage? What she talked about was that we're all fed this idea that you will just do something once we're motivated. However, the downfall is that motivation is not coming. It's not a train that's going to show up at 5 a.m. and pick you up and take you out. Our brains are wired to avoid uncomfortable things. So if there's something that's like outside the box endeavor and it requires more effort than the routine action, your brain is going to try to stop you from doing this. And you know, as a business owner, there's a lot of uncomfortable things that you need to do. One of them is have uncomfortable conversation with employees or clients. And it's so much easier to avoid that. And let me tell you, motivation's not coming to do that for you. So you need motivation. You need to figure out how to get yourself motivated. And so she came up with this very cool thing, and it's a countdown. So how do you get in touch with this motivation? Mel started doing things with the support of a countdown. She does 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And at 1, she launches herself into whatever needs to be done, whether she wants to do it or not. She has used this for everything from getting out of bed in the morning when she doesn't want to. And if you follow Mel Robbins at all, you know she's not a morning person. She does it when she's not hungry, and she doesn't want to eat. You know, that snacky feeling. And even making like one more sales call for the day. And she attributes her success with this countdown method to science. So when you interrupt your brain pattern, you have 5 seconds to stop yourself from talking yourself out of the action. It's called breaking the habit loop, or metacognition, if you want to get precise. Successful people throughout history have used it, and you can too. And I do have to tell you, I did make my teenagers listen to the podcast, and I have been telling them, like, if you don't want to study and you know you just, you know, they're going through finals or they have homework to do or a project to do, they just don't feel like doing it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, just go do it. Don't give it another thought. Just get up and do it. What's also very helpful is to have an action plan ahead of time. So if you know that you have 3 sales calls to make for your business, and you just don't feel like doing it, write a script. Take that script, write it down. This is exactly what you're going to do for those 3 sales calls. Have a plan in place. It makes that launch to doing it so much easier. So when you do this, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you're outsmarting your brain by directing yourself in ways that allow you to do things that you normally wouldn't. So as humans, we view these speed bumps as barriers and allow small challenges to stop us from doing what needs to be done, because we can always find other things to do. And if you start rituals around this, like I was saying, like around this new habit, and then doing that 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, where you take action immediately and saying, I will do X, I will make one more sales call. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I will record a podcast. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, I am going to write my blog. you will do these things. So what's at risk if you wait for motivation? In 5 seconds, you can rob yourself of the joy you feel simply by taking the action or the success you're going to feel and the payoff that it brings. So there's even a bigger risk of robbing yourself of the joy or not, you know, feeling that success. It's not becoming who you want to be because you are afraid to take that step. So do it. Start moving before your brain talks you out of it. So change your pattern. You need to tell yourself you're going to do this and tell yourself you're excited to do it. Being nervous and being excited are actually the same emotions. So what you need to do is grab hold of it and tell yourself, I'm excited to do this. Getting motivated can be daunting. Oh, there's so many times as a small business owner that you feel so overwhelmed and there's so much that needs to be done. And you just feel like, I can't do one more thing. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, have your plan in place and be ready to do it. If you want to listen to the full podcast, it's in the show notes. Mel Robbins is a rock star. It's actually like her third episode that she put out about motivation. So check it out. And if you want to talk more about motivation or small business or anything else, head over to firststepsfinancial.com, click on the Let's Talk button, or you can shoot me an email at alisa@firststepsfinancial.com, and I'd be happy to chat with you there too.